Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Sleaze, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's good, brother?
What's going on with you, sir?
Ain't not much, man. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. Hey, first and foremost, I appreciate you taking the time, man, and coming on here to chop it up, man. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you reaching out, man. It's definitely a dope look. Glad I could, you know, do the show, man.
Most definitely. So we definitely want to get into, you know what I'm saying, the whole Coliseum card, the party coming up, man, and everything that you guys got going on over there. But I got to ask you this, man, because it's almost like breaking news. So I have to ask your opinion on this. They just announced on the URL app, Loaded Hollows versus Gun Titles, man. How do you feel about that matchup?
I think history about to be, you know, another great part of, you know, battle rap history about to be made, man, for sure. That's definitely a that's everything we want and want right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. I'm hoping I could go to the joint, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, I'm hoping I could go see it live, but yeah, man, that's one for history right there for sure.
Nah, definitely. Do you have a winner right now, or you know, do you have, you know, take the preference for this battle?
Hey, I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna wait a little while, see how the promo go and how this play out before I pick a winner right off top. You know what I'm saying? I would like to say I like the Hollow Lux combo. You know what I'm saying? I know it's an unpredictable combo, so if I have to pick right now, I'm gonna go with them off of unpredictability right there. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that, man. And yeah, you know I'm saying this weekend, man, it's like we getting two of the craziest matchups ever. You got Lux and Verb this weekend, Gnome 9. What team are you on? Are you Team Lux? Are you Team Verb? You vegan? What's going on, man?
I like Lux. I like Lux, man. You know what I'm saying? Lux, he really smart at the way he take his battles. But I like that Verb is very hungry, so I think we're going to get a great Verb. But I got Lux winning that 2-1.
Got Lux 2-1. I heard that. That's going to be a – I know it's probably the biggest one-on-one battle just because of all the history and how long it took to get to this point and all that. So, you know, I got Verb winning because I feel like he's hungrier, but Lux just
– I ain't mad at that.
When Lux is back that, for real, it's a different type of bag, man. Like, that was a tough one to call for me, but, you know.
Yeah.
I go with Verb. Yeah. That Mook battle kind of, I give him his respect.
Right. Hey, man, I just think Lux is just a little bit, you know, he's a little better, to, in my opinion, and what he knows what's going on now in battle rap. I feel like Mook really still sticks to his old self a lot. So this going to be a different ball game for Verb, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be like a return. Oh, it's a return to Lux. Lux already showed that he could rap with what's going on now. So I think it's dope, you know what I mean?
I heard that, man. So, you know, before we, you know, get into anything else, I wanted to ask you, because, you know, just for those who may not know the story, man, how did you get your start in battle rap? Like, where did battle rap start for you?
You mean like being involved, like personally, or like when I first started really watching?
Both of them, like when you first started watching and then when you actually, you know, went from the fan role and started really getting involved in the culture even more.
When I started watching, you know, my mom used to go and buy like a bunch of DVDs and stuff like that. And she one day she brung a Smack DVD, and the first battle I've ever seen was Jin versus Verse. And I seen that, and it, like, that opened the floodgates for me to keep trying to go and, you know, find more, you know what I'm saying? And she went and actually got me more of the DVD. So that's where it really started for me, was Jim versus Verse. And then she went and brought me in, like, 3-4 more, you know, other DVDs, because I liked the first one. So that's really where I started watching it, you know what I'm saying? As of getting involved, My first event I went to actually it was a Coliseum event. It was my first ever event to go because of my cousin. Shout outs to Blue. He's on the roster as well on Coliseum Battle League. He told me he had a battle. You know, he was like, I'm battling Gwitty. He was supposed to battle Gwitty. I never had a real reason to go to battle rap, to like take off or like work or anything, you know, to go, because, you know, but so it was my cousin. I'm like, yo, I got to go, you know what I mean? So I never had a family member really, you know, battle before. So I wanted to go and, you know, support my cousin. And it started from there, man. I just, you know, I fell in love with going to the events, you know, and it just opened the gates from there. I just kept going. And shout out to my league, you know, the family vibe there. I just got really in tune with everybody and kept watching everybody, and that's how I got my, you know, got involved. Shout outs to Blackbeard. You know, he seen that, you know, certain things that I was doing, you know, and I guess he seen that a vision, and he added me to the staff, and here I am today, you know what I'm saying?
I heard that. So what's like for you, you know what I'm saying? Because we say, you always start off as a fan, all of us do, and then, you know what I'm saying, you kind of move into like roles of where you're helping out, whether it's the league or people get into media or blogging. Like, what was the biggest change for you from going from a fan who was just kind of just watching it and appreciating it, you know what I'm saying, from afar, to actually being involved in it? Like, what was the biggest difference for you?
I would say that's a good question. It became more so like, I, as a fan, my judgment on battlers and battles was a little more harsh, I would say, because, you know, you just want to see a good battle. You know what I mean? You want to see a good battle. You want your money to be worth it when you go and see a battle. So you might be a little harsher on a battler, you know, after they rap or whatnot. But when you part of a league and you own a roster, you don't want to really, like, drag a person down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to drag the person down. You kind of more so want to really tell them what they could work on. And actually, I started doing that before I even joined staff, and I think that's kind of why people, you know, drawn to me, because I would tell them a real opinion, like, you know, this is something you could work on that I think would help you, you know, your performance or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, going forward and to better themselves. I won't just straight say, oh, you trash, and that's it, and just leave them with that, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's a really a big difference, you know what I mean? You can't just, yo, man, your battle was trash. It goes from that to now you, you know, being a part of a roster in the league, you actually care more about the battler. He, you know, he preps for three rounds. He, you know what I'm saying? He's not just coming there to purposely be trash. You know what I mean? Like, so I think you're a little more thoughtful towards the battlers themselves and your brand as well on the back. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Nah, definitely, definitely. I think, and one thing I definitely can commend you for is that you really do keep it real with people when it comes to their craft. And I think that's something that a lot of people, either they don't know how to articulate it right, where they'll just say, oh, you're trash, get it up out of here, or that wasn't it. They don't really know how to explain it, versus people like yourself who can actually like, nah, this is how I see it. This is how the breakdown is, and this is what you need to work on. Like, for those people who kind of, I won't say struggle. Some people just don't have it in them like that. Like that. I don't know how to describe it. It's where you actually will be able to tell somebody after they just got through going to war what just happened. Like, for you, like, was that always, like, an easy thing to do where it was just like, okay, I can give them critique and I can just go ahead and tell them the real instead of just being a yes man, like how a lot of people kind of be? Like, was it easy for you at first, or?
Yeah, actually, you know what I'm saying? This is my thing. I can never just down something somebody doing, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I might start off saying, yo, man, that was trash. But by the end of the conversation, you're going to get something from me. I'm not going to just leave you with, yo, you trash. But that's just me, you know what I'm saying? I don't like telling somebody something and they not give them the full truth of how I feel about it. You know what I mean? I want them to know from a fan perspective, this is really what I've seen and what I think of your battle. I'm not going to have you with the half yes, half no answer. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I always been like that. You know what I'm saying? That's with anything. Shoot, even for myself, I say, man, I sucked at that. That shit was trash. I can't believe I did that. You know what I mean? Like, I do it to myself. So, you know, I could, it just translated over, you know what I mean? So it was pretty much that.
I noticed a lot of times in battle rap, man, and it really happens a lot where people either they're afraid to tell somebody the truth, or they just don't want to hurt feelings, or they don't really care. But a lot of people just, yes, man, oh, that was good. Oh, they was hating on you. They wasn't reacting. Man, they was sleep, man. Wait till it drop on camera. And it's like, you really hurting people's progression with that. Is it's like, it might hurt them at first. It might hurt their pride or their ego to hear that that wasn't it, or they didn't execute the way they were supposed to. But that'll help them if they have any type of dog in them where it's like, okay, I want to get better. You know what I mean? And I feel like we need more in the culture who's just willing to go ahead and say, nah, man, that wasn't it. This is why it wasn't it. You could have been way better than this. I expect more. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need more than that. It's real.
Well, you know what I think? I think sometimes, you know, as an artist, like as a battler, you sometimes got to learn to decipher stuff like that as well. Because, you know, I've been to events where people will do the same thing. They'll go online and tell a person they was trash all day long, and then they see the person, and then they're the best person in the world they ever seen rap. So sometimes as battlers, they gotta decipher it themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, because some people is going to be like that. You know, some people can't help themselves. They just going to be like that. You know what I mean? So they kind of got to decipher and learn to take what's, you know, it's hard to do, but try to figure out what you're getting is real. Because you're going to know if a person is yes man, and it's pretty easy to know. Like, you had 8 battles, and the same person is just yes man in every battle. You telling you was great, you was great, you was great. He ain't never telling you there's anything you did wrong at all, but you know you did something wrong. It's clear that guy's a yes man. Like, you know you did something wrong, but he's still cheering it on. Like, come on, man. Like, I done seen people choking a battle, and a fan will walk up to them and is like, man, even with that choke, man, it wasn't nothing. Man, you still got that round. And it's like,
oh,
nah,
man,
he
I
choked.
So
you need to tell him he need to get his preparation together. Like,
man,
you know,
I'll be wanting to slap life out of people when they be saying that shit. Like, dog, really? The choke, like, it still wasn't nothing? Like, come on, dog. Really, we're doing that? Like, man.
Yeah. Man, because I even tell people, you know, if a person choke, there's times I heard a person choke in a battle, and his round might still be good, but I tell him, like, yeah, you messed up your round. You was doing great till you choked. You know, that's how you say that. You don't just, yo, you choked, man, but so what? It's, you was still great. Like, that's not a so what. That's not acceptable, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like you said, if they're going to want to progress to the higher ups and levels of battling, then that's something you definitely can't do.
No, that's real talk. That's real talk. So over there at Coliseum, and I noticed one thing with you guys when it comes to your battlers is that you guys are really into development. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some leagues, they might just put people out there just for the sake of putting names on a card and just, you know, okay, we got a good little card, here we go. But a lot of times I see that you guys kind of take time with certain battle rappers who come to your platform. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's giving them a look here or there, or letting them build up to get a look. You know what I'm saying? Talk about the process that you guys go into when it comes to battler development.
All right. So from when I joined, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure we call it seasons. All right. So the first year, season one. When I joined, they were up to season three. They already had two seasons. What they do is, at the beginning of every year, they start a new season, and that season will start from what we call ludicrous. It's basically tryouts, like let's say a PG, like for URL. You're trying out. We want to see what level you rap at, basically. It might be their first battle, you know what I'm saying, that he never battled before. Some might already be experienced, but they're looking for a home league where they can consistently battle and build they self up. So we do what we do is we do a ludus card, do a tryout, see where people weigh out at, and we go from there basically to help them, you know, what they need help with, and we'll try to match up battles and stuff that could help both people. So for instance, let's say we got a guy that's maybe he's a low energy style battler. And that's how he starts off. But what if we can help him change that to something that'll better his performance? Because some people, they'll keep the same style. Some people might add on to their style. Some people, you know, might just switch their whole entire style. So it's kind of like we use the looters to basically figure out where they stand at, and then we go from there. You know what I'm saying? And work our way up with them that way.
Okay. I heard that. Yeah, I know this, man. I've seen a few people over there, man, like my boy Brassi. I know that he's been over there, man. I've seen a couple other people who have, you know, come through to that platform and everything. And a lot of times, battle rappers, man, if they have even one slightly good performance or slightly okay performance, they want a top name next. They don't even want to go through the process anymore. They demanded the best dude over here. You know what I'm saying? They don't even want to go through a process, so. It's interesting, you know, when you have league owners that actually care about the development and about their league too, because they represent the league. So it's like I love seeing that, man, when I see people on staff and league owners and whatnot actually take time to develop battle rappers, because it's very easy to just throw them to the wolves early and just try to get whatever you can get out of them as far as buzz and all that early, and then they don't really have a career, versus what you guys do, which is actually develop talent. You know what I'm saying, when you see it. So now, I commend you guys for that, man. That's definitely dope.
Salute, man. I appreciate that, man. We try, you know. I feel it's best this way anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because some people might prevail with getting a big name thrown to them, and you know, some people might be on that level at the very beginning of their career, but some people not. You know, they got to build up confidence, get used to crowd reaction, get used to, you know, all the extra stuff that comes with battling. Maybe people heckling in the crowd, all of that stuff. There's guys that I know that they could write really, really well, but they have a problem translating it when they rap. So you could hear him rap for you, and he could sound amazing, but then you put him in the battle, and he winds up choking, or the crowd reaction messes his round up, or... You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's the best way to figure out if someone's going to, you know, progress in something. You know what I mean? Like, do tryouts, man. And then I don't feel it hurts anyone. it's just in this, the way battle rap is now compared to before, it's like it's more fast paced with a lot of other leagues. You know, they fast track a lot of these battlers. So, but we take pride in, you know, slowly building up the talent and making sure that they ready for everything. You know what I'm saying? When it's time for them to get those names or that look that's going to make them, you know, bigger.
Most definitely, most definitely. So I also noticed, man, with Coliseum, man, you guys bring a lot of the people from the West. Y'all bring Nex out. You guys have Coffee on this upcoming card. You guys have brought Grizz out before. The West has very good representation going over to the Coliseum, man. Talk about, you know what I'm saying, merging, you know, East and West and bringing people from over here to the Coliseum to go ahead and battle.
Yeah, man, so it's crazy because, you know, we actually was going to start a Cali Cali, you know, at one point, but a couple things didn't go the way we, you know, was hoping, so it's a little tougher than we thought, but I still, you know, I still plan on doing it, by the way, so y'all be on the lookout. Yeah, you know, actually, you know, Tay Classic actually put me on to Coffee and Grizz. I already knew about Geechee because he came this way, Geechee in the spot, because they came over here. You know, I just thought they were dope. Like, I seen the spot at the Invitational, the very first, his first time coming over to the East, and he was really, really dope. And then I seen Geechee, I seen his PG versus T.Y. You know, he battled my bro, T.Y., you know, the shout-outs to the God. And I actually thought Geechee was good, and you know, then I didn't see him no more, but then I started seeing, you know, some posts, you know, some of his battles posted up, and I just tuned in, you know what I'm saying? And I said, damn, they got some guys over there, some killers, you know what I'm saying? And it just started from there, and once I started, you know, talking with them, I came out there, I started, you know, making the connects, and I just went from there with it, and told Black, yo, let's get them over here. He was all the way with it once he seen the vibes and how good these dudes are. So we just went for it. And not for nothing, Nex, he'd been repping Coliseum for a long time. It just, you know, he was very young at the time, and he couldn't really make the travel, you know what I'm saying? He was very young at the time. So, but he was still repping and showing us love, so we just tried to keep him in the loop. And as soon as we was able to get him out here, man, we just jumped on it and got him out there, yo. We just jumped on it and said, yo, get up out here, man, and put on, you feel me? So it was pretty dope that happened too, man. I like the West Coast, yo. Y'all got a lot of dope talent, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I feel like the light don't get shined enough at times on some of the people. So I think, you know, it's good to bring guys over, you know, from over there to get, you know, a few battles and let some of the East Coast see them, man. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this question, because oftentimes over here in the West, what I hear from certain battle rappers, and when I say certain battle rappers, I mean a lot of times the ones who can't really make it or don't really got it, they want to blame politics or they want to blame an East Coast bias. As somebody from the East and as somebody who's over there, is there such thing as an East Coast bias? Is that preventing more people, you know, from other regions of making it? Or is it just simply people aren't good enough to make it?
I don't think it's really an East Coast bias. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen East Coast boo their own people down to the ground. You know what I'm saying? It's not really that. It's more so about the talent. Like, you know, if you can't cut it, you can't cut it, man. You can't really blame a region for that, you know, because look now, you got them, you know, they going over to Richmond and all that stuff. You see URL is moving around. People getting crowd reaction everywhere. They did a Houston event. They cheered. And, you know, it's just all about your material and what you bring and how you present yourself when you move into these other places. I'm going to give you an example. If you from Cali and you go battle in New York, you ain't going to rap about a bunch of Cali stuff because nobody in New York's going to relate. They're not going to relate to it. It's going to be tough for them to understand what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to try. The best way to do is to try to mesh together both. You know what I'm saying? bring stuff up that you know is undeniable. Like, you know everybody in East Coast going to know about this if you say this. You know what I'm saying? It's, and that goes for anywhere you go to battle. If you know that particular crowd knows about this stuff, you should talk about that stuff and put it in your battles. Like, I'm not saying completely take out everything you would use from what you would say from your side, but it's all, it's always a good idea to mesh that together so that way you could translate to the crowds better. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, definitely. It's really funny to me, man, how many battle rappers, they'll blame everything else under the sun. It's politics. URL not messing with us. The East don't like us. They don't want to see us succeed. And then when you really look at their work, it's like, it's not matching up. You're not really putting in any real tangible work to really make it. And I feel like people don't really understand how good you have to be to really make it. They just kind of watch somebody on YouTube and they kind of, oh, well, then he ain't that good. I smoke him. But it's like, there's other factors involved that make somebody good. It's not just material. It's not just performance. It's a combination of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people just are not built to handle that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have that star quality, you got to level the playing field with work. And if you're not a star and you're not working as hard as you possibly can, you're never going to make it. And it's not going to be any bias or politics to stop you. It's going to be your own work ethic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's one thing that would definitely help with a lot of battles. Don't look to point the finger, man. It's you. You're the one going out the rap and you're the one performing at the end of the day. So it's best that you don't point fingers. You don't want to go out there screaming, oh, the politics, because what if one day it is your time to shine and you done bashed everything down and they see like, oh, this is the guy that said this and this and this. You know what, man? We don't need that. You know what I'm saying? And then now it is politics now that messed you up, because now you done took a whole year on bashing them and then they finally get to see your work, you know, and then they remember you like, oh, that's the guy that was saying we didn't like him and all of this. Man, we don't want to deal with that. And they move on. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes that could backfire. So I think it's best that, you know, just stick to your game plan and you building yourself up and not worrying so much and so heavy about politics or, oh, they being biased. And I don't – bias is a funny word to me at times. You know what I'm saying? You can really see when it's clear bias, when something's clearly biased. I'll give you an example. Like, if you go somewhere that they've never seen you battle before, they've never heard of you before, but you're battling someone that they consistently see battle, they're not going to be eager to cheer for you. That's life right there. That doesn't matter what you're playing, what you're doing. It's, they're not going to be eager to cheer for you. You're battling someone that we always see. You know what I'm saying? So usually this is how it usually goes. The first round, you know, you might get a little bit of reaction. You know what I'm saying? Because they're getting warmed up to you. Then once they person that they already know raps, now the crowd is hyped up. Now they're, you know, they livin' up. And then the battle ends up being great. You know, they turn up for the next two rounds. Sometimes it's just all about warming up the crowd. You got to learn how to, you know, go with the stride of what's going on. Like, it's not really they being biased. It's like, we just don't know you yet. We still testing the waters and filling you out. How, you know what I'm saying? Pause. But, you know what I'm saying? To see what you about to do on this stage. So sometimes it be that, man. That's really all it is.
That's real talk, man. I'm glad somebody from that side could go ahead and confirm what I've been trying to tell these people over here for years. They don't want to listen to me. You know what I'm saying? It's everything under the sun but their own work. But, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Getting into this card, The Party. When I first seen it, I you see a band battle. And you're like, okay, that's crazy in itself. But then you just start looking at the matchups, where the one-offs, the PG battle, you look at the full Coliseum actual card. Like, this is one of the better cards I've seen just on a local level, you know what I'm saying, in any region. This is, like, one of the strongest cards I've seen, man. Talk about the process of putting this card together and how you feeling about the card now that it's out there.
Man, I say it was definitely a lot of hard work. You know, the staff did a great job. Shouts out to Blackbeard, man, and Custom, Corey. You know what I'm saying? Everybody really had to do their part and focus and lock in and make sure certain, you know, because a lot of battlers, there's always egos to deal with. You know, other people feel, yo, this is what I did for this. And so, you know, it was really tough, you know, to keep a lot of strong battles, you know, intact. But, you know, we've made it work. And once the flyer dropped, it makes everything feel better. I think that much. Like, once the flyer dropped and everybody's okay, it makes everything feel better. But it was definitely hard work, and we very proud that we was able to put this together. You know, salute to URL for reaching out and, you know, giving us the opportunity to even put, you know, such strong battles on our card. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, even before the URL battles was put on there, it was already a stacked strong card too. You know what I'm saying? But we got reached out to, and, you know, we decided to merge with it, and it was a great deal. So we did it.
Yeah, when I look at the card, man, especially, you know, the battles you guys put together for Coliseum, it's a nice blend, man. Like, it's not just strictly NY, it's not just strictly an East Coast thing, or strictly just East and like Midwest or East. Like, you know what I'm saying, New York DMV. It's a great mix of everything. Like, you got Tory doing coffee, you got Cuban on the card, you got Nex on the card. Like, you got different regions, different skill sets. Like, it really is a very good card. Like, you got C3 on here. Like, it's a lot of dope matchups on here, man. Like, for real.
Yeah,
man. I hope people don't sleep on this one. This is a good card right here, for real.
Yeah, man. We tried to, you know, make sure we covered every end of what people look for when they see a card. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of the females in battle rap right now, I feel like, you know, people keep saying, oh, female battle rap is dying. And I don't feel like that's true. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the females that do take it serious is not being taken serious. And that's why you see the females that's on the card now. They all have good records. They don't do bad business. They all come and show up with full rounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, they take it serious. They really care about their craft, you know? So yeah. I feel it's whack to say, oh, female battle rap is dying because there's some females that don't take it serious or fully, you know, go hard for it. Like, that's not fair to say that. So, you know, this is something I feel like the culture needs, in my opinion. And then Tory returning is, you know, this is going to be a crazy one, man. This is going to be a really crazy one.
I heard that, man. It interests me, man, when people try to hate on a female battle rap. And it's like, for me, if they're hungry and they're actually, like, putting in work to, like, improve their craft and promote their brand and themselves and get bigger matchups and level up every time they come out, I'm all for it, because I feel like it should be the same on both sides, whether it's male or female. I mean, that's all we want. We want to see people hungry. We want to see people innovative. You know what I'm saying? We want to see just people on their A-game and really working to get better. So, you know, all the ones that are in the culture that are doing it, man, I think we need to get behind them even more. You know what I'm saying? So salute to you guys for booking some of these matchups, man, and giving them a platform, because it's definitely needed.
Yeah, man. And salute the Coffee, you know what I'm saying? We have our own, you know, small division, Cali, you know, Coffee, Grizz, Nex, Spot, even Drix, you know, joined up. So, you know, they do what they can. They, you know, try to rep us, you know what I'm saying? And we do what we can to also rep them and push them as well, you know what I mean? So I'm glad we was able to get Nex and Coffee on the card. I was trying to get Spot out here, but, you know, certain things didn't work out. We worked something out with him too. But, yeah, man, they're like, this is – we starting some things up, man. You know what I'm saying? And we really big on pushing talent that I feel like don't get looked at the same. You know what I'm saying? That they clearly rap at a certain level but don't get looked at the same. And we just big on building them and giving them – helping them get that spotlight as well.
Oh, that's real. That's real. So just got to ask the question. Now, I know we cannot say names. We cannot say names, people. Y'all asking me these questions about the band battle. You can't say names. It's a band for a reason. It's a band. But, please, without saying the names, can you just tell us the quality of the battle? Is this going to be one of the ones where it's like, when it drops, it's going to go crazy, like the internet going to go crazy, like, without saying the name, is this a crazy one? Should we be looking forward to a crazy band battle?
Yeah, man. Yeah. And there's two really, really hungry guys, too. That's all I'm going to say, man. They really hungry, and we in for one. We in for a really good one, man. And it's unpredictable. Like, they're like, wow, I never would have thought. Like, so I'm hyped for this one, for sure. Y'all will be very happy.
I heard that. Look, when I seen a band battle there, I'm like, oh shit, okay, this is real. Like, okay, we got band battles coming back, just the random ones. Okay, we back at it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm already excited. I'm glad I'm seeing people like Mo Moolah, Dougie. I'm glad I'm seeing people like that, man, because I feel like a lot of times, and this is something I feel like in the culture I would like to see change. A lot of times people kind of overlook battle rappers if they're not on the main stage. And it's like, nah, these dudes can really rap. These dudes can really cook some. You know what I mean? Like, they may not be on a Summer Madness or a Known, but if you put them in one of them rooms versus one of these dudes y'all cherish, they might get smoked.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you fully on that, man. Fully. Like, for instance, you know, one of my favorite battles on the card is Sinflea versus Cuban. You know, Sinflea is a very strong household Coliseum name. If you're in tune with Coliseum, you have to know who Sinflea is. You know what I'm saying? That he's somebody that's been so loyal to the brand, and he always puts the league first. You know what I'm saying? And now he's finally starting to get his just due. So I feel like, you know, I'm really excited for that battle. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that know Sinflea, that, you know, on this side, they excited too, because, you know, like I said, he doesn't really get the craziest looks. And, you know, the West Coast, y'all should be a little bit familiar with him if you watch Grizz versus Sinflea. Great battle. You know what I'm saying? Go check that out. So, yeah, man. And then you got Next versus Re-Up Snug. I don't know if y'all like another dope battle. You know what I'm saying? Both very heavy on the punches. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you get the band battle, you get you a one-off, you get two one-offs, and then you got the PG, Cable Guy versus Benji Lolo. Very, very dope battle. You know what I'm saying? And then you got everything starting from Tory Doe to Coffee. You know what I'm saying? And it just gets crazy all the way down. And then we got up-and-comers that we put on the card, too, that I can't wait for the crowd to get their head on, because, you know, they still getting their name up. But you got Reggie Kush, you got Imperial on there, you got Ice the Rapper. These are some of the guys that we feel like is next up within our league that's going to show up and go crazy. You know what I'm saying? So this card is set up to be just a really – it's going to be a movie that night, man. It's going to be a movie that night.
I heard that. I'm looking forward to it. So before we get out of here, I want to ask you this question. I asked everybody I interviewed this question because it's always interesting to see, like, the different answers that come up. So first question is, what's one thing you would like to see more of in battle rap? And the second part is, what's one thing you want to see less of in battle rap?
Let's see. In battle rap, I think I would like to see better promo from battlers themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like battlers lean towards the leagues they're on to push them. And not saying they shouldn't, because it is a league and you're on the roster, but a lot of times you got to take stuff into your own hands and push yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because there's guys that wasn't part of any league that they built themselves up enough to where they made it to the main stage and didn't even have a home league just off of promotion themselves. You know what I'm saying? For instance, like Daylight, I don't think Daylight ever even had home league, but he did, not to say to everybody to go, don't start going pooping on stage and doing crazy shit. I'm just saying he had a plan, man. You feel me? He had a plan and it worked. He got himself where he wanted to be. And he did all that trolling and then he started really rapping. People started really listening to him. And he's labeled one of the best pens in battle rap. So you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel a lot of battlers, I would like to see them do that more. Start promoting themselves more and caring about their own brand a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, when they push themselves. What I like to see less of is the battlers crying and blocking fans because a fan give them an opinion. Like, be more talkative to your fans, man, and reach out to them the same way they talking to you every day. I feel like y'all could open up and talk to your fans. Because at the end of the day, this is just battle rap. Ain't nobody millionaires in this. We all normal people. We going to see each other at events eventually, and it's not that big of a deal. So I don't feel battlers need to get all crazy with they want to block people and, oh, he said I lost 3-0. Like, so what, man? So what? So another 1,000 people said you won 3-0, so it's no big deal. But, yeah, I don't like seeing the battlers cry too heavy. It's annoying.
Man, talk about it. Talk about it. That's all I can say. Talk about it, man. I see that so much on Twitter. I be seeing so many people just on there. It's interesting to me, the interactions with people, man. It's like, look, man, if y'all don't even know each other, your interactions don't even need to be like that. You know what I mean? Like, you could just kind of go past that. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, battle rap brings out the character.
Yeah.
All right, so... last thing I want to ask you before we get out of here, looking at this whole entire card and all these dope matchups, give us two names that people might not be familiar with that they should be on the lookout for after this event.
Reggie Kush. I'm going to say Reggie Kush and Imperial, man. And let me throw one more in there, Twain. You know what, man, just everybody, man, I'm telling you, these dudes we put on this card, we ain't put them on the card for nothing. Even though they might be at the bottom of the card, of such a stacked card, it's a reason why they made the card in the first place. Sheffy, Hondolo, these dudes all really worked hard to get they spot, you know what I'm saying? So I think after this card, they all going to be talked about, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? They all going to be talked about.
I heard that. Y'all hearing it right now, people. Make sure y'all keeping an eye out, man. Go and search somebody's name up. Watch a battle, man. You know what I'm saying? Give them the one round.
Word, man. Subscribe. Subscribe to Coliseum. We got a lot of dope battles up there and more that's still dropping. You know what I'm saying? Just get in tune. Drop some comments, all that, man.
Man, please do, y'all. And don't do what I do, because I give people the 30-second test. Like, if you don't get my attention in the first 30 seconds, I'm going to play the battle. So don't do what I do. At least give them a full round. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, yeah, sometimes it be like that. You know, it's a lot of battle rap to go around. So,
man, listen, I used to watch every battle that people sent to me, and it was like the trash I would get sent. I can't describe it anyway. It was just pure trash. And I would get so mad, like, man, I got to stop doing this. So I just said, you know what? 30 seconds, it doesn't sound like a lot of time, but it's a lot of time. With ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see a lot of ball in that time period. So if you can't catch my attention within 30 seconds, okay, you better send me a timestamp of where my 30 seconds needs to start. Like, hey, this is when I start going crazy. Send me that so I don't get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, bro.
Man, but shoot, man, I appreciate you taking this time, King, for real, man. Definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, salute you and everybody at Coliseum for putting this card together. The party, man, you got a full card. That's crazy. Then you got the UR editions with the PG, the 2-1-offs, the band battle. Card is crazy, man. Y'all make sure you go ahead and check this out. June 23rd. Am I right, June 23rd?
Yes, sir.
All right, man, most definitely. Before we get out of here, though, next few minutes, go ahead and plug everything and do any shout-outs that you may have, King.
All right, man, y'all, I appreciate you, man. Shout-outs to Coliseum, man, the God. We about to have a crazy event. Also, we were just talking about it. We have a little looters card if you're in the area on the East Coast of New York City. It's a looters card, some more up-and-coming talent that's trying out on June 15th. pull up if you can, man. We got flyers all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Also, sponsorship opportunities. Email us at ColiseumBLSponsorships@gmail.com. Email us. We got all kinds of things going on, man. So just hit us up and let us know.
Most definitely appreciate you, King. We definitely, you know, want to get in touch again, man, after this event, hear about how everything goes, man.
All right, man. I appreciate you, bro, for having me, man.
Most definitely.